Sedona has been one of Arizona's most attractive tourist destinations for many years, from its natural resources to hiking to more spiritual-related items like vortexes. But as more visitors arrive and increase noise pollution and traffic congestion, and overcrowding becomes a problem, the town moved to put together a plan to balance tourism and sustainability. To learn more about what Sedona is hoping to accomplish and how, is Jennifer Wesselhoff. She is with us. She is president and CEO of the Sedona Chamber of Commerce and Tourism. Jennifer, from the standpoint of local and international tourism, how much are we seeing this overuse of popular spots becoming a problem?
Well, I think sketching the tourism landscape generally and globally is really important to where our story in Sedona began, because many destinations across the world, across the country, are leaning towards over-tourism situations. We're not there yet in Sedona, although we feel days where maybe we have too much traffic, and some other signs. But the purpose of our sustainable tourism plan is to really make sure that we don't get to an over-tourism scenario. So when you look at the global tourism economy, tourism generates almost $8 trillion to the global economy. That's over 10% of the global domestic GDP. So it's a huge industry, and tourism is really changing. It's moving away from seeing and more into doing, which is one of those signs that we're starting to see in Sedona. It's really becoming, tourism is becoming a more experiential sort of travel. You know, Sedona is a little gem in the heart of Arizona.
Well, so how much of the core goal then is to protect that gem and even remind people who may not consciously be trying to do anything destructive, but realizing that, you know, this is a natural environment that needs to be protected to some extent, even as you're enjoying these experiences?
That is the goal of the plan, is to really protect our natural environment, but doing so in a way that also protects and preserves our quality of life and also manages to sustain a strong, thriving economy, because we need it in Sedona. We had last year about 3 million visitors to Sedona, and they come because they love nature, they love the arts, they're maybe seeking some spiritual enrichment. And, you know, the number one reason is our stunning red rocks. So we want to make sure that we protect those red rocks for generations to come.
And are there certain specific ways you can tell me about, or at least as part of the goals, things that seem, I guess, are there things that are short term and things that are longer term?
We do. We have in our sustainable tourism plan over 60 specific tactics that are divided up in the four pillars of the plan. So the four pillars of the plan include quality of life, quality of the economy, visitor experience, and the environment. And for years, destinations, especially destination marketing organizations, have solely been focused on sort of that quality of economy pillar. So what we're creating here in Sedona is really revolutionary in terms of how you manage a destination. And it doesn't mean that the economy still isn't incredibly important. I mean, we have to admit that Sedona has the quality of life and the amenities that we have as residents truly because of our tourism industry. Sedona has a population of 10,000 people. And to put that into perspective, we have 10,000 tourism-related jobs. So every single resident in the city of Sedona could have a job in tourism if they wanted one. And those jobs alone generate over $250 million in wages alone that circulate through our economy. And even more importantly, tourism generates 77% of all of our sales taxes that are collected in our community. And in Sedona, we're a little bit different because we don't have a property tax because of tourism. So most of our services, our city services, are really paid for on the backs of our visitors. So we're thankful for the tourism industry, but with great tourism success comes also great civic responsibility. And that's really what we're working towards now, is kind of managing a strong, thriving economy while we look at environmental tactics, quality of life tactics, and of course, visitor experience, because we want visitors to keep coming back.
There is that preservation of what Sedona has been and will be, and also trying to balance that with what visitors and tourists are looking for. We know that that balance is vital, but how challenging is it to get there?
It's tricky business. There's no question about it. You have very, very diverse needs and expectations in the community. You know, a resident who moved to Sedona to retire is very different than a young entrepreneur who is just opening up a restaurant. You know, what their needs are very different. And that's where we find ourselves really trying to balance all of these different expectations. But we do know that most people, residents and visitors included, can get behind the environment, especially in Sedona, because it's so stunning and spectacular. So a lot of our environmental tactics really involve trying to galvanize the visitors, galvanize the related businesses to use their influence, use their experience to make Sedona better. So there are several tactics. The first is that we intend to be a national leader in voluntourism and leave no trace practices. Our locals, our residents, we believe that Sedona is truly the most beautiful place on earth, and the purpose of this plan is to keep it that way.
And that is Jennifer Wesselhoff. She is president and CEO of the Sedona Chamber of Commerce and Tourism. Jennifer, good luck with all of that. Thanks very much for the time.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. And please come up and visit Sedona.